Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyron. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyron.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited about today's show. So I am Polly Wyron. I'm an intuitive and intuitive life coach. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and all that stuff that how all of us have many different busy things going on in our life. But most of all, I love helping people find more ease in their life, more peace in their life, and just really recognizing their strength and their value. And I do that with my family, I do it with my friends, but I do it with my clients, and that's extremely rewarding for me. So my business, my website is gatewaystopeace.com. That's with the number two, so gatewaystopeace.com. And I'm available for readings, I'm available for coaching, and I just, you know, I really like helping people find different answers than they were expecting in life. So that's what it's all about. So today, and since I live in Anchorage, Alaska, I always like to share with people our sunrise, which we're now getting back into what's normal for other people. It's amazing how fast, you know, once we go hit December 21st, how fast we start getting daylight, which is awesome. So our sunrise is 8:56 a.m. now, and our sunset is 5:28, which is awesome because that's pretty much like normal people. And our temperature today is 23. So it's, you know, everything's getting into the normal range here. What I would like to talk about today is something that I heard an ad for. And I'm going to preface this by one of the things that I use a lot is law of attraction. And law of attraction, if you just bring it down to its simplest form, is really what you believe is what you live. So if you believe that your life is full of wonderful beauty, et cetera, your life is that way. And that's one of the things I love helping people realize because it changes their life. And, you know, so what you're thinking becomes your reality is the bottom line. So I'm bringing this up because this morning when I was running errands, I heard an ad for something called, it was an advertisement that was going to be on TV, and it's for risk readiness. So that was risk readiness. And it made me laugh because how many of us, and this is like how we're raised, this is, you know, this risk readiness is promoted in our society where we're constantly having to be ready for the next disaster, whether it's the disaster, I can't even speak. But, you know, whether it's like a weather disaster or it's a, you know, a war disaster, whatever, everything is focusing on risk. What would happen if we turned our life around and focused on love readiness, on peace readiness? And that's what we're going to talk about today. And that's honestly how I live my life. Certainly, I slip into the thing, you know, the mode of like wondering what somebody's going to do or whatever. That's human nature. But for the most part, I focus on peace readiness. Am I living my life where I recognize peace? Love readiness. You know, right before I did this show, I texted my husband, who's out of state right now, and I texted him and told him that I'm doing a show on love readiness. Because it's all about, are you making yourself available to love? And I'm talking about, are you taking care of yourself? Are you loving yourself? Are you loving your life and allowing love to come into your life? So I'm going to ask each one of my callers today, and thank you, there's a whole bunch of you, thank you. I'm going to ask each one of my callers today, are you living in risk readiness where you're like getting ready for the next, you know, boot to fall? Or are you living your life in peace readiness, love readiness, whatever? Just think about how you're living your life. So my first caller is area code 505, and the three digits are 861. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in the Southwest.
Lovely. I'm going to be there on Sunday. What's your name?
Patricia.
Patricia. How's your day going so far?
It's going better than when it started.
Excellent. Well, that's good that you've made that improvement. Okay, Patricia, if I pose the question to you, how are you living your life? Risk readiness or readiness for love, love readiness? How would you answer that question?
Well, my whole goal, and I've been working for many years to get my life into peace. I'm at the point right now where I'm eliminating a lot of things in my house that I don't need, that only collect dust and I've never used. And so I'm getting rid of all that stale energy, and I'm just living in simplicity, which makes me happy.
Perfect. And it feels good. I can feel that.
Yes.
Definitely, like when I'm talking to you, what I'm feeling is, because you, since you're talking about your house, you took me into your house, is being, when you're ready for more love, when you're ready for more, I'm hearing passion, but when you're ready for more of that in your life, you will expand your awareness outside of your house. So you will expand your appreciation for simplicity outside of your house. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm trying to simplify everything. I mean, every single aspect of my life and what happens inside my life and outside my life. And the people I come into contact with, I try not to get into a lot of high-maintenance relationships.
Perfect.
That makes sense.
No, it totally does. I totally, I do the same thing, for sure. So did you have a question for me?
Yes, I would like to ask you if you intuitively feel if I'm going to be staying put in this home, in this neighborhood, or is there going to be a move for me?
Okay, I do have to say that I can see boxes, and when I see boxes, that shows me like it typically is an indicator of moving, like cardboard boxes. So are you, and it feels like you're moving. Are you planning on moving?
I am. Well, yes.
It does feel like you're moving.
I am, because I'm storing stuff now. I'm starting to pack things up and put them away. Yeah,
it feels like you're moving, and it actually, as I see you, like, packing stuff up and all that stuff, that it's with, some of it is, I would have to say, with tenderness and appreciation for the objects that you're wrapping up and putting away, but it's also, like, a big relief that you're getting out of there. So, I don't know what the history is or anything, but you actually, wherever you're moving to, you actually feel like you have this attitude of, I'm hearing greatness. You have this attitude of, like, you know, you're good, you're happy with where you're going.
Okay. I don't know where I'm going yet, but
yeah, well, when it shows up, is it like, are you doing it because of work or just because you want a new thing?
Well, I'm doing it out of there's situations going on with the neighborhood. There's a history of really bad.
Yeah,
planning.
When you leave, you're going to be like putting your hands together and like, I'm glad I'm out of here. And a new, you know, kind of like, you know, there's a new, it kind of like, I will have to say, it's almost like life changing for you, because it kind of brings you down. And so when I think this goes back to the very beginning when I said, when you're ready more, it's like taking you out of the house. I think that there was a key element in that, because I think when you leave that house, that neighborhood, whatever, I think it lightens your load and makes you a little bit easier. You breathe easier. You're just happier. Okay. But in the meantime, you know, focus on the love readiness. You know, definitely care for yourself, love yourself. Love the house for how it's giving you shelter. Love the house for, you know, that it's offered you protection for however long you've lived there. Love the house for what it's given you, but just recognize, okay, it's time for you to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have some ties here with the land, and that's the hardest thing, but I have to say goodbye, you know, and say goodbye.
Yeah, and I can totally appreciate that connection. Just, you know, love the time that you've had with the land. Love what you've had, and just know, you know, then you're just ready to go on to the next step, knowing that it's the next part of your journey. But loving, you know, really appreciating it, loving it, and welcoming the next thing that comes into your life of love.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, so here's one little thing for you to do this weekend on Valentine's Day. Go out and do, like, some little, I don't know. I mean, I'm all about, I love the outdoor. I love the outdoors. I love the dirt, blah, blah, blah. Do something, do, like, a little celebration, a little appreciation type thing. Go out for a hike, a walk, get some dirt, whatever, and just say your thanks of gratitude for what you've had. So do it this Sunday because it's Valentine's Day and it's just like, you know, a nice thing to do.
I will go feed the ducks. I love
Perfect.
The ducks.
Excellent.
I'll give them some Valentine bread.
Excellent. And you know what? It's little, as funny as that sounds, it's little things like that that really welcome more love and more spark into our life. So I think that's a beautiful idea.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing. I appreciate that.
Thank you for the reading.
Yeah, for sure. Enjoy your day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was it was a great call because it just, you know, it shows how readings kind of build. Number one, like I said, when she starts doing stuff out of her house, she's going to feel better. And she's literally going to be out of that house. But it's also recognizing what that house and that property has served her, how it has served her so far. And, you know, she has some connections there. Obviously, she's, you know, got the ducks and the dirt, whatever. So recognizing that and recognizing the love that she has for that, and knowing that she's got more love coming her way. And when we take the time of gratitude, it pays us back so many, many more times than we can even imagine. And I live my life by this. Okay, so my website, my name is Polly Wyram. My website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2. My next caller is area code 443-905. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Kathy. How are you?
Good. How about you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
And how is it in Maryland?
Well, it's raining. We were supposed to get some snow, but I think they just canceled the advisory.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, it's good or bad, whatever, right? Rain or snow.
Yeah, it's good.
So, you guys, Maryland has... because I have kids, I've watched this stuff. Maryland has some of the best schools in the country. Did you know that? The best test scores.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I don't have kids, so I don't pay too much attention.
Yeah, but I think it's a great flag to wave for sure. So, okay. So, Kathy, how are you living your life? Are you living your life with risk readiness, like, you know, what the hell's going to happen next? Or are you living your life with love readiness and adventure readiness and peace readiness? What fits you best?
Now it's love and adventure because I'm on my spiritual journey.
Awesome. That's perfect. Yeah, you feel good. Yay. Okay, perfect. So what are some of the things you do for love and adventure?
Go to seminars, listen to people on Blog Talk, read books, make jewelry.
Lovely.
Always trying to do something creative.
Perfect. And that's huge. That's one of the things, like, when I work with people, is how are you sharing yourself with the world? And so creativity, there's a million ways you can be creative. So I think, honestly, that's one of the things that when we're here on this planet living our life, that's one of the things that we have to do is be creative and share what we share with the world. So hallelujah. Good for you. Okay. Well, that was really true. I totally applaud that. So Kathy, do you have a question for me? And also, do you work with angels or something? You've got lots of that around you.
Yeah. Are they the archangels? I work with them a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of that angelic energy around you and see it around you. So that's really nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I also see
so...
you. I also see you, like, it's while, I don't know if you're doing a journal or what type of writing you're doing, but I see you writing and I see them behind you. So it's almost like some of the stuff is coming to you in your writing. These messages that you're getting is, you know, they're kind of like angelic messages. So I don't know. It doesn't feel like letters that you're writing. It feels more like journaling or something that you're doing. And I will say that there's divine intervention with it. I see you actually writing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I have a journal, but sometimes I don't write in it every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Write in it when it moves you, but I feel like writing is a key element for you and kind of piecing things together, because that's another thing that you're going through right now is piecing things together. Like you have these different segments and you're trying to tie them all together or have them make sense, how they work together. And whatever mm-hmm. messages you get when you start doing this writing thing, it's going to make more sense to you and it's going to be a more solid flow, a more like unified process is what I'm hearing. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's just what's coming to me.
No, it does make sense. It does, yeah.
I always love it when that happens. Because I have most of the things that I say, I'm like, it does not make sense to me. And so when other people can say, yeah, it totally does to me, I'm like, thank God. Okay. So do you have a question for me?
Yeah, there's changes going on at work. I mean, I know I'm not going to lose my job, but it's like learning new things. Am I going to be okay?
Yeah, you know what this is? This is part of that unified process that's going on. I feel like they're really trying to streamline the situation. And it's almost like if people don't hop into place and do this new streamlined approach, then there's not a place for them. So they're mm-hmm. really trying to make it more efficient. So, and then there's
after
not
all,
as they, what?
After all these years and the, you know.
Yeah. And I have to say that, okay, here's what it kind of feels like to me. Is like, you know, I have no idea what type of work you do, but whatever. So it almost feels like somebody from the outside came in and said, to make this efficient, you need to be doing this, this, and this. But it doesn't necessarily allow the personality of even the business or the personality of the people and how they really work, because it's putting you guys into pretty efficient mode without wiggle room. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, there's some of us, we're taking over jobs that we've never done before.
Yeah. I would hang with it and just see what happens, because you know how things always settle down. See what happens. And, you know, in the future, if you decide it's not the right fit for you, you'll have other opportunities. And also,
well,
traveling? Yeah, because I have to travel for you.
Yeah, well, I'm close to retirement, so.
Yeah, I mean, because I really see, like, there's going to be more travel for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much you travel, but I feel like there's more travel for you. And this isn't really that big of a thing. It's like, you know, it's whatever. But it's not that big of a thing for you. And I actually feel like, it's not going to affect you that much, because I don't see, like, you're, so to speak, married to the place, right? So just hang out. And I also see, like, some of the stuff that's going on. You talked, I don't know who you're talking to, or to maybe like two or three people, but you actually are finding humor in it. You are in the position where you can find humor in it. Like other people might not, it strikes too close to their heart or whatever. where you are in life, you're able to find humor in some of the stuff that's going on. Like, what? They expect us to do this? Ha, 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 whatever. But it feels good to me. But focus on your, you know, focus on your writing. When that,
okay.
Because I feel like you've got some really good messages. You have, there's something really beautiful that you could share with your writing. But you'll get to that. I mean, if you're not there yet, you will. That will make sense to you. But I definitely feel travel in your future. I definitely feel, I see you actually spending time on the beach by yourself, like sitting down. It's not really hot because you've got jeans, you've got like long pants on. So it's not like in the summer that you're sitting on the beach, but you just have this kind of, you know, where you just enjoy your time.
Well, we're supposed to move to Florida when we
that would make sense. But I'm telling you, writing, because I even see you writing on the beach. So I don't know if you keep this little journal with you, but I think you're going to have things that pop into your head. So keep this little journal at the ready.
Okay.
I don't know why I said at the ready. Those are not words that I use, but they came through.
I like it, though.
That's how this stuff works. It's pretty funny. Okay, blessings. Blessings to
you.
Enjoy your day and happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So that was Kathy. She's doing fabulous. I mean, she's doing fabulous. I feel like, you know, anyhow, I feel like this angelic energy around her, and that was just really nice. And it's really, I think that she's a perfect example to share with people that, you know, we can live our life like she is. She's definitely on this exploration. And even though she feels wonderful. So even though she's at that point of feeling wonderful, it doesn't mean that she doesn't have questions about her job, or there's not something that she's not, you know, perfectly at peace with, because we're human. But she, for the most part, I would say, is living her life in love. She's in love readiness because that's just where she is. I mean, she just feels, you know, part of it is being really open, and it's really nice. And so anyhow, she was a great example of somebody living their life in love. So again, my name is Polly Wyrum, and website is gatewaystopeace.com. My next caller is area code 941-729. Good morning. Are you there? Hello? 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 I can barely, let me hang up and I'll try that again. Okay, so 941-729, are you there? Okay, I can't find him, so I'll go to my next caller. Or I can try one more time. So, my next caller is 773-742. So 773-742.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How
Hi,
are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. It's an honor. So who am I speaking with?
I'm speaking with Jamel from Chicago.
Jamel from Chicago. How is it in Chicago?
We just got some snow. It's not that good.
Oh. Is it like a little snow or like a,
it's a little
huge
snow.
Oh, that's good. I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? We live in the winter.
It was nice the past few weeks. Like, it was really nice, like a mild winter, and then all of a sudden just wake up in the morning and winter back.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Well, did you guys get, when Washington, D.C. got like 3 feet of snow, did you get the same thing?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Well, that's good. See, you lucked out.
That's what I'm saying. It was pretty mild. Like everyone else was getting the snow, we didn't get it. So I guess we got the
rain.
Hallelujah.
You clap your hands. Okay,
right.
I have a question for you. Are you living your life risk readiness or peace and love and adventure readiness?
Peace, love, and adventure readiness. That's what I call it. Because I'm on the path of doing that. Like, last year was a real rough year for me, so this year, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, peace, love, and happiness is the requirement. So just calling you to see if I could get a message and confirming if I'm on the right path or not.
Well, I'll tell you, you are on the right path. I would say, and I'm going to do one of my little things, a little prayer where the messages just come through. Again, I don't know why I say the things I say, but off the bat, I see where you could still be looking up a little bit more, looking at your self-value, increase your self-value, increase your self-worth. And I feel like it's easy for you to feel judged by others. So shake that off. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shake that off because it doesn't, I mean, so in a sense, stand up tall, be proud of who you are because you're worth love and greatness and beauty as much as any of us, right? We're all the same. And so, you know, the things that you've gone through in your life have made, you know, none of us know the experiences, like say we see somebody on the street, we have no idea how arduous their journey has been.
Yeah.
And everybody that's alive has gone through some significant things.
True.
We all deserve respect, and we all deserve honor. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. So stand up and be proud of who you are, because you've accomplished a lot. I'm hearing you've accomplished greatness. So now I'm going to do like a little, one of my little prayers where that's kind of how I get messages for you. Okay, so is it Jamel? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so Jamel, take a nice breath in and release. I'm also hearing before I start, release that you still have some anger issues. You still have some anger stuff to release. Let it go. Okay, so take a nice breath in and release. And we welcome in my angels, my guides, Jamel's angels and guides. We welcome in all the light, all the love to be discovered, yet to be discovered. And we are being held in this circle. We are being held in the divine as we speak right now. And knowing that we cannot be anywhere but the divine. So the divine presence is within us always. And we seek to share that with others. And as we seek to share that with others, it'll make more sense to why we are here, what we are doing, what we've gone through. In coming to terms with our own upbringing, coming to terms with our own mistakes, coming to terms with everything that we have gone through puts us right where we should be, where we can share ourselves with others. Take a nice breath in and release. Okay, so Jamel, that to me sounds like, number one, know that you are divine. Number two, everything that you've gone through, recognize it as it has brought you to this point. So reframe it so that you can take the good stuff from it, because I feel like the messages that just came through for me, for you, to whatever, you know what I mean. I feel like you have the ability to help change other people's lives. You have the ability to connect with them. You have the ability to bring them up. You have the ability to relate to them and say, look, I have gone through this. You can make it also. Does that make sense?
You're right. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are you doing? What type of work are you doing? Because you definitely have the whatever to help coach people, help get people. I actually feel you getting people together, pulling them together, and pulling them up.
Yeah, I do a lot of things. I'm a creative, so I work in a lot of art. I'm a photographer. I do videos and music and stuff like that. So I'm definitely been pulling people together, getting a team together, and uplifting my friends. And, you know, I just had a meeting with a couple of my friends, and, you know, we all get a bonding, like we're a group and we're a team and stuff like that. So, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's how, you know, you don't necessarily, if this isn't like how you want to make your living, you don't have to, but you definitely have the ability. And for whatever reason, coach, you're somebody that could totally coach people. But I definitely see you working in where you bring the groups, you bring the people together and power lift them up. But part of the way you do that is by recognizing the stuff that you've gone through in your life. and recognizing mm-hmm. it and reminding yourself, you know what, it's okay, it's nothing to be ashamed of because you went through it, right? We all
right.
go through crap. And
right.
so recognize it and let it go. But don't be afraid of sharing that with other people at, you know, at the appropriate time to help them make their way through life. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes total sense, yes.
Okay, yeah, because you definitely have the ability. You know, if you're somebody that we could say is like a healer or, you know, because you definitely can help people make sense of their
okay.
life. You're a motivator. You're all of that stuff that really brings people together. You're
okay.
definitely a connector.
Yeah,
so
I definitely see that.
That's good work. Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, I definitely will. All right. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, well, yeah, did you have another question for me or is that...
As far as I'm working on a few projects, do you see that being successful?
Yeah, I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like you haven't quite, okay, so here I see like three. I see the one in the middle goes a little bit farther, but I also feel like there's, you know, for lack of a better word, a block around it. So I feel like it's almost like a hurdle that you need to overcome. So there's still something,
okay.
there's still like some little block, some little hurdle that you haven't quite overcome. And I feel like it's more the way you're looking at things. Like it's not necessarily, here's the thing. I feel like if you want to get stuff moving bigger in your career type thing in terms of music or whatever, you can get help from bigger sources, people that you have been, or companies, whatever, where you felt like, they're not going to pay attention to me. I feel like you could go get some financial backing or whatever it is, get some help, get some advice from those people, and that's going to put you in a whole different arena.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because definitely I feel like there's a bigger, you know, like taking you to the next level, you're ready for it, you just have to ask
right.
for help.
Right.
So just
okay.
put yourself out there. I think that that's a key
okay.
thing for you in terms of everything that we've talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
You are worthy of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so listen, would you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
When you move over this hurdle, would you please contact me? Drop me an email.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know.
Definitely. I definitely
Excellent.
Will.
Awesome. Okay,
yeah,
best
you.
Of luck to you and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was really nice. You know what? I love connecting with everybody because I can feel how I feel or feel like what's around you. And he has really, I would have to say almost like sweet, innocent, you know, anyhow, very lovely, super lovely. And I'm hoping that he has the courage to put himself to the next level because he definitely will be successful and just lovely. Yay. Okay, so I'm Polly Wyrum, and thank you so much, everybody that calls. My website, gateways2peace.com. I want to take a second to talk about one of my favorite charities. I love charities, but one of my favorite charities is Farm Sanctuary. And I believe there's three of them in our country where they take animals that have been, these are predominantly livestock that cows, goats, horses. I know that they've had a few dogs, but anyhow, they take these animals that were in horrible situations, most of them ready to go on. Anyhow, they were in bad situations. They take these animals, they raise them, and they get these animals to trust and to love again. And really, they only know love because that's what's so great about animals is they live in the moment. So these animals, they heal them and they let them take their time. Some of them, you can see it takes a long time before they're able to trust people again. But at any rate, they take these animals, they raise them and they love them and treat them with respect. And then their sanctuaries are open to the public, and they also bring in kids that are like high-risk kids that haven't been shown how to love. So these kids get to come in and kind of experience the love of the animals. And it's a beautiful, I do love this. I love it. There's so many ways that animals can help heal. So that definitely is one of my favorites. So it's Farm Sanctuary. The first person that contacts me, that does a donation to Form Sanctuary, I will do an hour reading for them. But it has to be the first person. So if you make a donation to Form Sanctuary, email me and I will do an hour reading for you. So then you pay me, you're going to pay Form Sanctuary. And I don't really care what you pay them. For me, it's all a gesture of love. Okay, so my next caller is 518-390.
Yes, this is
Hello.
Melissa. How are you doing, Polly?
Good, Melissa. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. Ah, you're in New York, and my good friend Max Ryan is in New York right now. So, do you know who he is?
No, I'm probably up in, I live up upstate New York.
Well, I work with him. He's an intuitive life coach, and we do stuff together. So sometimes if people follow me, they know who he is, and vice versa. Okay, Melissa, if you were to say, would you say you live your life in risk readiness, or would you say that you live your life in love readiness and peace and adventure readiness?
Love readiness.
Awesome. Okay, give me an example of how you're doing that.
Well, last year was, I'd say, a time for change for me, so I learned how to find out who I was again after getting out of a bad relationship and loving myself and just rebuilding myself.
Good. Perfect. Excellent. And I can see that. I still feel like that past is affecting you a little bit, like you haven't moved as far away from it as you will. Does that make sense to you? Like, I still feel like it's, you know, for lack of a better word, it's still affecting you. So definitely, you know, the way that we forgive, everybody has a different way for that. But one way that I like to help people forgive is by reframing. So, which you will do this. I totally, as I'm talking to you, I totally see you moving into a much stronger, you know, where you feel good. I totally feel that in your future. But one way to get there is when you look at that relationship that you went through, write down the good things that came out of it and let the rest of it go. You can, you know, if you want, put the crap that came out of it, write it down and burn the paper or whatever, do some type of ceremony. Mm-hmm. Because you definitely will get there. You definitely will move beyond it. There's still, like, I feel it. I mean, I literally, as I see you, I literally feel like it still affects even, it just sounds funny, but it affects even the clothing that you wear.
Yep. Yeah, exactly what you mean.
Yeah. But no, I'm glad that you called because that's no way to live your life. So as you start giving yourself more love, and, you know, I'm not even going to look and see what happened because I don't want to know what happened in that relationship. But one thing that you can do, and I love ceremony. I love, you know, I love celebrating birthdays, Valentine's Day, all that stuff, because anytime that there's a cause for celebration, you know, it's the celebration of gratitude. So when Valentine's rolls around this Sunday, do a little ceremony. Do a little ceremony for getting your, I don't know why I'm swearing today, but do a little ceremony for getting your ass out of there. Do a little ceremony for the good things that came out of there. You. And do you have kids? Are there kids related in this?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. So do a little ceremony for the good things that came out of it. And that's really good. And then, like, then come up with, write it something saying that you're ready to let, you know, whatever, you can use the name and all the stuff that came with it, you're ready to let that go. And from that day forward, it no longer affects you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
because sometimes it just literally takes drawing a line in the sand or so, you know, whatever, giving a date and moving forward, which you totally can. And I see you, you know, after you do that, I totally see you picking up the pieces. I see you putting your life back together and regaining strength. And you also actually, Melissa, you have intuitive ability that I don't know that you recognize.
Okay.
It's almost like you kind of shut that down for a while. And it's more like part of it is just trusting your instincts, trust your gut instincts more. It's kind of like you stop trusting your gut instinct. So go start doing that again. Allow yourself to do that. And I'm also hearing allow yourself freedom of choice. So you have many more possibilities and, you know, a bunch of stuff waiting for you. You just have to allow yourself to say, okay, I'm ready for this. So do your little ceremony first, however you want it. Do your little ceremony and then say, okay, I'm now ready for love. I'm now ready for gentleness. I'm now ready for whatever it is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. What about just, okay, I don't know why I'm going back into your closet and your clothes and stuff, but do you have like clothing and stuff that you need to get rid of that's like just too, I mean, do you have stuff you need to just get rid of?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead, and if you can get rid of it, get rid of it, because I really feel like that's, I'm just going to say, God only knows why I'm like fixated on your clothing and your closet, but I just feel like there's stuff you can get rid of. Like it really, it's affecting you so that you feel like it's on your back.
Well, the bad relationship, he criticized what clothes I wore, told me what clothes he wanted me to wear. So that's why.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, because this is honestly what I tell everybody. I will see things, I will say things. It doesn't make sense to me. Absolutely does not make sense to me why I see your closet and why I literally see the clothes that you're wearing. Does not make sense to me. So thank you for clarifying that to me or for me. But I whatever you can do, I mean, just so that you feel the freedom of choosing. And again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, freedom, the freedom to choose what you want to wear, the freedom to choose all of that stuff. You're free now. And so if you love your clothes, keep them. If you don't love your clothes, get rid of them.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing last year. I have to go through again and just get rid of all the clothes that he bought me and I didn't like and just get rid of it.
Excellent. Perfect. I love that. I mean, you know what? That I think is going to be like, that can be a changing point for you. I really do think it will be, as funny as it sounds, but because that's, you know, that's what our guides were showing me, I think that that's a big piece in your recovery.
Yep.
Okay, do you have any, do you have a question for me since I kind of went off on my rant?
Yeah, I was going to ask about my love life. What do you see coming into my love life? Or?
Okay, you're still, you're not quite, I mean, you will have a love life, absolutely. You're not quite ready for it, really, because you're still, you know what I saw is like if they, you know, like if you go through a carnival house or a scare house and those things like pop up, the little, like this. Okay, so you're still like, you're still in that mode where you could have Prince Charming and he'd kind of pop up and scare you.
Uh-huh.
Get rid of your clothes, whatever. Make yourself ready. Make yourself love readiness. It won't take that long. I mean, I swear to God, you work on it this spring. By summer, you could be there. It's not going to take you that long. You literally, I feel like, just have to go through the process of getting rid of stuff. Draw your, you know, be Valentine's Day where you say, okay, I'm ready for love.
Okay.
You know, I'm in the process. You just have to do that and start living your life so that you're ready for love and you'll have it.
Okay.
So you'll get there, I promise you. You will get there. And just write this down. I mean, that's another thing. When I do readings with people, whether it's on the phone or in person, I always, you know, have them. I always stop midway and say, write this down. But write this down. You know, make yourself ready for love. And then even come up with a list. What does that mean for you? What will it take for you to be ready for love? Also come up, what do you want your ideal partner to be like? Come up with that. I mean, I want you to get Prince Charming, right?
Okay, yep.
Come up with what you want. You just had some, you know, you had somebody that was not a good fit for you, so now you know what you don't want.
Yep.
Write down what you do want. So this is a really, you know, reframe all that also, because you learned what you don't want, and now you're going to get what you do want and get a new wardrobe.
Okay.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day. Stay
Thank
in touch.
You.
Send me, you know, whatever you find Prince Charming, whatever. Just, I love hearing how people do. So just drop me a little email. Website is gatewaystopeace.com. Okay, blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was another, I love how this stuff works, another great example of how, you know, I see things, whatever, and it does not make sense to me why I was seeing the clothing and all that, but it made sense to Melissa, and I love that. And I also know that when Melissa's ready, like when she, you know, picks the date and says, from this moment forward, I'm ready for love, and she starts living her life where she's ready for love and she loves herself, she'll get love. And that's how it works. So my next caller is area code 516-509.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with? And where are you from?
My name is Tracy, and I'm driving through North Carolina right now.
Oh, pretty. Is it beautiful?
Yeah. It is. It's
excellent.
Always beautiful here. I love the Carolinas. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's living your life in love for sure. Okay. That was my... Okay, so Tracy, overall, if you had to talk about the way you live your life, do you live your life in risk readiness or love readiness or adventure readiness?
Definitely love readiness. I am so grateful that I'm here and I'm able to experience this journey, and I spend basically every day that way. So I'm a very lucky, happy person.
Awesome. Perfect. Excellent. Okay, do you have a question for me?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm on the pinnacle of something fantastic and amazing, and I felt this way for a little while, and I'm becoming rather impatient, and I know that's just the Leo in me, but I'm just trying to get some kind of an idea of when exactly this burst of freedom that I've been waiting for will happen.
Okay, I'm going to do a little, you know, how I call in your angels and guides and mine. But before I do that, I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing. And then we'll talk about that, then I'll call in our helpers. So the first thing, as I'm talking to you, as I'm seeing, you know, I see you like in your car driving or whatever. But then it made me, when I see something, I kind of sit with it for a while and see if it means something more. And one thing that came to mind is I feel like you could actually be experiencing a little bit more even as you speak. Like you could get up and be, and you're literally, I mean, I know that you're driving to the Carolinas, so it's not like you're laying on your couch at home, but I feel like you could be there's something that you're kind of, that you want to do, but you're kind of afraid of it. Like I feel like you know what the next step is, but you're afraid to take it. And I don't know if it's because you want somebody to go with you or what it is. Does that make sense to you at all? There's something that you want to do, but you don't quite want to do it alone.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. Sure.
Perfect. Okay, what is it?
Well, I started a business that I'm working on in addition to my 9-to-5, as you call it. And you know, it's always that fear if you give up the 9-to-5 and you don't have that steady income, what happens? So that's basically exactly right, what you just said.
Okay. I definitely feel you, you know, if you do it, when you do it, you'll definitely be juggling. Like I see you juggling a lot. But I also see you by yourself.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's usually how it ends up being.
Yeah, it does. What type of business is this going to be?
This is a health business. I'm in sales for my day job. I'm actually the sole breadwinner in my family. I basically take on the responsibility of the household. And you know, my husband's not that kind, so I do kind of take on everything, and I do most things alone. Yes, most things I do alone. So
yeah, okay, yeah, you're juggling a lot because I literally see, like, you know, if somebody, you know, those old pictures from a million years ago, if somebody's making a bunch of pancakes and they're all flying in the air, that's
yep.
you. You're standing there and you've got all these pancakes juggling in the air. Okay, let me call in our helpers, our guides and our angels, and let me see. And I also want to pull a card for you but let me call in our help first and see what happens. Okay, so you can't close your eyes because you're driving. Is there somebody in the car with you?
No, I'm by myself. Surprise.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you, you are going to have somebody. There's somebody that's going to come up behind you, like in – there's going to be somebody that surprises you and you start spending a lot of time with them. But hold on, now that I'm seeing this, you're also going to feel like they're trying to push you out of the way. So is that already happening where you feel like, no, this
is
my path?
You know, it's so funny. No, but the business I'm talking about is a pre-launch MLM business. So that you're saying that is really, really poignant. And I know exactly what you're talking about. So yes, go ahead.
Okay, because I have no idea. I don't even know what an MLM business is, but I will tell you that they come up.
Marketing.
Oh, okay. They come up and they really try to push you out of the way, and so you will have to stand your ground. But I see you being independent. You know, I see you being independent. Okay, let me call in. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, let me call in our helpers. So I'm closing my eyes. You don't close your eyes. Take a nice big breath in and release. And we're bringing in Tracy's angels, Tracy's guides, my angels, my guides. We're bringing in all the love, all the observation, all the divine energy that's within us and all around. And knowing that we are bouncing back from any failures that we've had, bouncing back from any preconceived notions that we have had, bouncing back and taking all of this energy forward and moving forward, knowing that we are in control of the situation, knowing that we are accountable, knowing that I see you taking notes, knowing that we can do this together. Okay, so take a nice big breath in and release. Okay, so that's the interesting thing, because the last words that came out were knowing that we can do this together. So even though I see you juggling, you know, doing all this stuff, and then I also see you kind of eventually getting some pressure from somebody where they kind of try to move you out of the way, I feel like there's got to be an ally there for you also. So
I have several allies, more allies than enemies, that's for sure.
Okay. So I feel like you are going to be independent, standalone, independent, but you're going to have people that you can totally rely on. So get good advice. That's what it is. You get people to get good advice. And even though you feel like you might be a little wobbly standing up and doing this on your own, and at first you will feel that way, you can do it.
Okay.
And you'll just stand your ground. Because when that happens, when you feel like you're getting pushed out of the way, stand your ground.
It's not a very good feeling for me.
I know. It's not. But it's almost, it's interesting the way I was shown that. So I'm just telling you, you can do this, but stand your ground. And that's not going to happen immediately. That's more like when you're, you'll know. I mean, I feel through this whole thing, you're kind of juggling. You're just juggling because there's a lot of different pieces to it, but you can do it.
Yep.
And you're definitely a multitasker. So because you are a multitasker, this is what's going, this is the life you're living, right?
Yeah. And in the few periods that it's not been like this for the past 5 years, it's been this way. And in the few times I've had, you know, kind of a break, I've been miserable. I love this. I thrive in this sort
right.
of thing. So this is okay for me.
Right. Yeah. You are just a multitasker. It's just kind of you're the juggler. So go with it. Just know, I guess my last advice for you is, you know, even though I make fun of the people that say, you know, talk about risk readiness, but my last piece of advice for you is follow your instinct on who you can trust and who, because you're going to build your allies. You're going to build your group, right? So just pay attention to this growth period that you have, you know, who you bring into it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Blessings to you and happy Valentine's Day, and drive safely.
Right back at you. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, so I have time for one more caller, and I totally appreciate everybody that has hung in there today for a chance for a reading. So remember, you can also contact me through my website, which is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number two, gatewaystopeace.com. And I'm just going to say, on this next caller, I know that the live portion of the radio will know it'll just drop off, and then it will just be on recording, or you know, people can listen to it afterwards. But I really appreciate everybody that's called in. My next caller is area code 860-827.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm doing and fine. Better though. My name is Stacel.
So how are you?
Okay.
And where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. So, Stacel, are you living your life in love, readiness for love and adventure and peace, or are you living your life in risk readiness?
I'm not sure how I don't know if it's like a correct or wrong answer. I guess I'm in the love mode.
Okay, well, stay in the love mode, but I feel like you've also got some risk in there also, for sure.
Yeah.
But right? But that's okay, because you can turn that around. You can look at your life and say, you know, where am I living in love and where am I not? And the areas that you're not living in love, make some changes. Do some adaptation is a big thing for you, because I feel like in the past you have had to almost hide, almost not even let yourself be seen, so that you didn't have to, like, you just tried to blend in, you know, like a chameleon, so to speak. So adaptation was more like blending in so nobody would notice you. But I think that it's time for you to live in love, which is really expressing how you feel and expressing your greatness. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is my a suggestion for you on how you could bring more love in your life, in terms of just like being really happy and satisfied with life, is by recognizing who you are and what you want in your life. And what you want in your life is what you share with the people, with the world, with the universe. So share with people what you want, and that you will get it answered back. If you are like a chameleon or just malleable and let other people whatever, you're not getting what you want, and you deserve to get what you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So what's your question for me?
Well, I'm in a current relationship. Very new. I guess I'm still in my honeymoon phase. It's been like 3 months. I just wonder what you pick up from it, like how he feels about me and stuff.
Okay, well, how do you feel about him?
Confused.
Okay, so I would pay attention to that, because I feel like there's a lot more to you. You know, I have no idea how old you are, but I will tell you this. I feel like there's a lot more to you in terms of growing up or paying attention to who you are, who you really are. You still need to find out who that is. And until you get who that is, who you are, and what you love about life and what you offer to life, until you have that, you're not in a real relationship, because you're just kind of, does that make sense? And so then you're just kind of, you know, the chameleon for this relationship. You gotta figure out who you are.
Yeah. Well, I'm 26, by the way.
Okay. Well, but I mean, honestly, people of all different ages call, and I meet with people of all different ages. And so you're young. So, you know, well, listen, I mean, it sounds funny, but there are people that are, I don't know. I mean, I've done readings for people that are like 80 or I don't know how, you know, definitely much older. But but they still have questions about who they are and why they are here. You're 26 years old, so you have the opportunity to figure out what you want and who you are. Share with who you are. I mean, share with the universe who you are. And so start writing down like 10 things that you like about yourself.
Okay,
I have a question for you, and this is like kind of, you know, on the spot. What are 5 things that you like about yourself?
I'm funny. I smile. Sometimes I smile too much.
No, you don't. That's good.
I can't be silly, but I guess that's the same way. I can't be, I don't want to say in a bad way, but I can be weird sometimes, but in a good way.
That's good. Okay, what else?
Like said now, because I'm not even focusing how many times. I cook really. I make good food.
Awesome. Okay. What is it? How do you earn your income? What type of work do you do?
I work at an office. It's only temporary, but I do like filings and. You know,
okay.
Calls.
Do you want to do where you're cooking or where you're doing something like that with people?
Well, cooking, I only do it for people that are close to me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like you're much more capable than you give yourself credit for.
Yeah.
So come up with a list of what you want in your life and come up with a really long list of what you offer people and really long list of what you love about yourself. And start going for that. And that's how you're going to attract the good partner.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Does that answer your question enough? I know that I didn't give you a specific thing, but I kind of had you answer it yourself by asking you what you thought. And I also feel like it's time for you to recognize your self-worth.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, blessings to you. Enjoy Valentine's. And I forgot to tell everybody, I'm traveling next week. So if they hear this on a recording, I'm traveling next week. And so I will probably do a show on Saturday, so like a half hour show or something on Saturday right before I leave, since I will miss my Tuesday show. But I totally appreciate everybody that has called, everybody that's listened, and I will be back on Tuesday, not next week, but the following week. Okay, blessings to you and happy Valentine's Day. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm just saying thank you for everybody that called, and I'm sorry I didn't have the opportunity to call or to answer everybody, but I hope you enjoyed the show. And just, you know, as you leave, ask yourself, are you living in risk readiness or love readiness? And if you're not living in love readiness, it's easy to do. Do some of the stuff that I was just sharing where you come up with the things that you love about yourself. Come up with what you want in your life and expect that to come. That's love readiness, that's adventure readiness, that's peace readiness, and we all deserve that. Happy Valentine's Day, and just create a beautiful day. Thank you.